agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner, Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all your phones and electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter can assist you in accommodating persons with physical disabilities. Supporting material provided to the board members of this meeting may be requested from Laughlin's Town Manager's Office. Okay, board members, Ellie Weaver, Kyle Myers, PJ Dye, Donna Moore, Sandra Walters. Secretary, Tammy Harris. County Liaison, Dr. Brian Paulson. Okay, a call to order. I will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Jane, would you please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, roll call. Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle Myers?
Here.
PJ Dye?
Here.
Donna Moore's here. Sandra Walters?
Here.
Public comment. This is a hearing devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak at the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Approval of the June 14, 2017 minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from June 14.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, approval of minutes for June 28, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the minutes for June 28, 2017.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Approval of the minutes for July 12, 2017.
I motion to approve the minutes for July 12, 2017.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Okay, approval of the agenda for August 9th, 2017. And hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for August 9th, 2017.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area of crime concerns.
Great sound. Officer Stevens, STEVNS, I'm with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department out of Laughlin. It's 101 Civic Way Drive, Laughlin, Nevada. Calls for service and searchlight, there was 21. There's been no change from last year at this time. We had 41 citations issued, and we had one booking on the 8th of July here in searchlight. That was for a male arrested for a veteran with a deadly weapon. But besides that, everything else seems to be no changes. Any questions?
Any questions? Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
Receive a report from the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
I don't think they have anything on that right now.
Okay, next. Receive report from Kim Colton with the Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Okay, Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. We had a very busy month in July. We had a total of 28 calls, which was an increase over last year of 250%. We had 8 calls of service in July of 2016. Of the 28 calls we had this July, 8 of them were auto. So I'm asking you all just to be aware, not to drink and drive, not to also use marijuana in driving now that marijuana is legal as of July 1st for recreation use. Should you see anybody driving erratic, you can always call 311, the non-emergency police line, and let them know. So just be aware and be safe out there. Also, I wanted to thank Metro for National Night Out. We had a very successful night, and thank you to them for supplying them all of the food, and it's just a great time for the town. And also the Parks and Rec, because they had some great bounce house throws for the kids. So it's always a good night for turning out for the town.
Great. Any questions?
Thank you, Kim.
I don't see anything from Judge Hill.
Receive a report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding.
You have to read the item.
I have to read it anyway?
Even if he's not here.
Receive a report from Judge Richard Hill with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. Judge Hill's not here right now. Receive a report from the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, Natalia Londono, L-O-N-D-O-N-O, and that's 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. I just have a couple of updates for you guys. The water use for July 2017 increased by 870,000 gallons as compared to this time last year. This July, residents used a little over 8 million gallons of water, and last year, residents used a little over 7 million gallons of water. We also had a main break on the line leading from well S1 to Nipton Road. Flash flooding caused by heavy rains broke the berm that was covering the main. We were able to respond really quickly. The break was found almost immediately, and staff was able to have it repaired within 4 hours of the time that they started to work on it. The Las Vegas Valley Water District built the berm back up, and right now they're considering possible solutions so that that wouldn't happen again, so they can reinforce the berm. We also had an issue with the road that's leading to the portable water tanks. Again, flash flooding, it caused some parts of the road to wash out. So our staff came in and was attempting to backfill those roads. And then on the same day, another storm came in and just completely washed out the roads even worse. So the issue with the floods here is that it exposed a conduit that transmits power and communications to the portable water tanks. So right now, LVBWD, they've opened a project to improve drainage in this area and also to make sure that the road doesn't become washed out again. And then lastly, we had 3 breaks this weekend. It was in the 2-inch line that's running down on Hobson Street, and all 3 of those have been repaired by our crews. So we were really busy, but everything's been repaired. So if you guys have any other questions.
Hey, any questions? Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, receive a report from Greg Turner with the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage. Greg is not here this evening, so I'll read what he sent. Clark County Water Reclamation District, August 9, 2017. Statistics, July 2017, treated an average of 41,000 gallons per day. July 2016 had an average of 39,000 gallons per day. The difference between 2016 and 17, flow increased 2,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There was no sewer complaints, and there were no tickets for call before you did. And in the back, you'll find if you want to see the monthly flow chart comparison, it would be in the back. Okay. Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
All right, so for July 2017, we had 8 programs run primarily in this building, with a total of 753 attendees in the building for the month. So pretty good. I'm actually pretty happy with that number. So we had a good amount of stuff going on in July. July 13th, we had an NBA Summer League field trip. We had 6 participants go on that. Basically, they went to Las Vegas and got to watch some NBA teams play what amounts to their preseason games. So really cool. Guys who just got drafted. Big time player down there. There's a lot of NBA guys in the crowd, all that kind of stuff. So it was really fun for the kids. They had a great time, and they were super well behaved, from what I understand. So I was extremely happy with that, because it's a little hectic down there. You're down there with 10,000 people, and there's NBA people, players everywhere. So we were a little nervous, but it worked out good. So they were extremely well behaved. So that was good. July 18th, we had a trip that was supposed to go to Camp Lee Canyon. It was canceled due to rain. It didn't rain here that day, but it did rain all day on the 17th and the 18th at Lee Canyon, which is up in Mount Charleston. So hopefully some point during the year we can get that rescheduled. We were piggybacking on someone else's field trip for that. It's a really fun place to go, so hopefully maybe in the spring we can get up there. It's, you know, it'll be freezing cold here up there pretty quick. So it's like in the 60s right now, so who doesn't want to be there? But we had a bunch of field trips to the pool. So 2 of our trips did get canceled. One of them was rain. The other one was a transportation issue on our end, where we thought we were going to have our van available and did not have it available. So on July 27th, we went down to the pool. We also went August 1st, 3rd, 8th, and then tomorrow is our last pool trip for the summer before school starts. We got right around 6 or 7 kids that go on that each time. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays. We pick them up here, take them to the pool in Laughlin, and they have a big water slide, water park, that kind of stuff. And then we bring them back. So far, they've had a great time at that. And again, really well behaved on all those trips. So we're really happy with the group that we've been getting, and it seems like they have fun every time, minus the first time none of them wearing sunscreen. It was interesting. So I just stared at them. I was like, none of you have sunscreen? Stuff coming up. August 14th. Which is next Monday, starts our after-school program again. It'll be Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Youth Center. So we'll have a worker down there on all those days from 2 to 5. We'll do some arts and crafts stuff, some pre-planned activities, a little bit of open play, that kind of stuff. I'm really big on structured youth programming and not, like, come in and do whatever you want. So we're going to see how that goes. I'm not sure in the past if it's been super structured or if it's been a little more like come in and play a game of pool, leave, that kind of thing. So we're going to test it out and see if our structured programming holds good there. September 15th, which is a Friday, we're going to do a movie in the park down at the Searchlight Community Park. We will do inflatables from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you weren't at National Night Out, you got to see one of our new inflatables was here, the Hungry Hungry Hippo. Inflatable was the first time we ever used it, so it looked like everyone had a really good time with it. We do have some other new stuff, so you'll probably see something new at that particular event. We will have that up until 7 p.m. We'll start the movie at 7:15, and that'll go until about 9 o'clock. So at 7 o'clock, we do actually deflate the inflatables. We don't leave them up during the movie. And that will be weather permitting on the inflatables in the movie. The movie screen is inflatable. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it out here. It's similar to a bounce house, but it's a big inflatable screen. So if we get any winds over like 15 miles an hour, it's really tough to show. So hopefully we get a nice night and we can do that. just way in advance, we did plan a Halloween event here for October 24th. We were discussing today whether to do it inside or outside. I think we are going to try to do it inside, and it may be in this room like it was in the past, but we're still kind of discussing it. We're worried about weather at that point in time. So, coming up, some stuff I added that's not on your sheet because I couldn't remember the dates. I had to ask Sandy because she's the one who runs a class. She's doing a salad class, so it's a class that you get to come and you kind of get to set up a dinner menu. You have to hit all the points on the menu, ingredients for salads, that kind of stuff. It should be real cool. I'm pretty excited with the stuff that Sandy does get done up here during the day. She also has done some stained art classes that it seems like turn out really cool. And all that stuff is free, so if you guys know people that are interested in that, she gets them going, so we're really happy with that. Some updates on some previous things. We got our 6 no motor vehicle signs put up at Rexville Trail. They are like 12 by 12 or 12 by 8. They're neon yellow, so they're kind of tough to miss. And then in accordance with that, we had between $7,000 and $10,000 worth of rock added to the trail. Some of it decorative, some of it to kind of curb people different directions. I got a couple comments today that there's still some people getting on there, so you know, at this point we've put in the work orders. They've actually put a lot more into it than I had originally thought they were going to do with the rock, which was nice. So hopefully, you know, we can get something done to kind of curb people off of there a little more. Parking lot lights, they were fixed today. There was one out here that was out that got fixed today. Our facilities guy changed the light bulbs in 2 of them, fixed a transmitter or something. He told me what it was, I can't remember now. And the one that wasn't working, and he cleaned all the lenses. So they are on photocells. I think I mentioned that before. The photocells, it's basically a solar powered kind of light. So when the light goes down, that light should come on. So hopefully those are all going. He also repaired all 6 of the lights that are in this Ramada out here. And I can see they're working because I can see one on right now. I didn't even know there was lights in that Ramada, so he repaired all 6 of those, so that should be lit up. There's a switch in there that you can flip those on and off. The emergency lights on that, like the one you can see right now, are on photocell also. I won't talk too much about National Night Out. It'll be in my August report, numbers-wise and stuff, but we had a great time at it. We really enjoyed busting out that inflatable stuff for the first time, and it was we had a good time, my staff. So, and it's nice because you guys have shade. We did it in Laughlin, no shade. So that is all I have. Any questions from the board? Thank you.
Jane Lake, Richard, one second. Okay, I'm just going to mention this for everybody so they know. We're going to time this to like 3 minutes for a question. And if you have an additional question to this, please wait and please don't repeat what somebody else has said because we already will know what it is, okay? This is something that needs to be done. Thank you.
Jane Overy, 210 North Montana Searchlight. I just wanted to kind of clear up the salad thing. It's going to be the Red Hatters group. Yeah, and Searchlight has a great red hat women's club, and so it's a new thing for one. Every month, a different woman takes a class or club somewhere. So this month, there are 2 women that are bringing it here, and we're going to be having our meal and everything here. So I just want to let people know that there are a lot of us out there doing other things.
Great, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, have a report from the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Amanda.
Hi, everybody. Amanda Oliver, OLIVER at 200 Michael Level Bay. First, as always, a big thanks to Parks and Rec. Thanks to them. We held our end of club read party, as well as a presentation from Parks and from the park rangers regarding nocturnal animals, and there were 13 attendees, so that was really, really nice. Again, the kids were really engaged and well behaved, and just a lot of fun. And our big thing this month is the park rangers are coming. And again, it will be here in the multi-purpose room. And they are presenting Camping 101. So we're really looking forward to that. And again, thank you, Parks and Rec, for always being good for us.
Thank you, Amanda. Any questions? Fine, thank you. Okay, let's see. Receive a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Okay. Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
The flood control system for Clark County is having a meeting this coming Friday in town. I believe it starts at 10 o'clock. It's on the bulletin board back there. And Searchlight Flood Control, our Searchlight's flood problem is on that agenda.
Any questions? Okay.
Will one of the board be attending?
I have no idea.
No idea. I just heard about it.
I just got it.
Any other questions? Okay, next. Receive a report from Karen Myers regarding current road conditions and public work concerns.
On August 6, 2017, I reported two missing street signs, one a stop sign and one a informative sign. And then numerous times in July, I reported washed out and flooded streets. For details on what streets and exact dates, you can see me after the meeting. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Receive a report from Judy Bundorf regarding information on three ongoing BLM activities in the area. A, the status of the management plan for the Cayuga del Dorado Valley ACEC.
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road in Henderson. The management plan, I find out, will not be finalized for 2 years. We've had these meetings in April and May with BLM, Boulder City out here, and so on. And after they complete the management plan, they will hire a contractor to implement the plan. I haven't read that they will, but I would think that once the draft management plan was in place, they may have public meetings to discuss that. I will try to find out if that is true.
Okay, next, we finished with that one, Judy?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on that particular one? Okay, thank you. Revised supplemental EIS for the resource management plan, RMP, for all of Clark and part of Nye County.
That one appears to be on hold. The meetings were held in 2011. Then there were more meetings in November of 2014. And right now, there doesn't seem to be much forward motion. However, BLM uses that as an excuse for not moving forward with some other things. They have to finish the R&B first. BLM used to have a fairly good website that you could go on and look up various areas of activities, and for all intents and purposes, the website is no longer in existence. So,
okay, then. Any questions on that one? Okay, next. Proposed Crescent Peak Wind Project, plan for 32,000 acres of BLM land west of Searchlight.
Okay, we know that BLM sent the draft notice of intent, or NOI, and the draft mineral segregation order to BLM in Washington, D.C., I think it was July 22nd. They have to approve that before it goes in the Federal Register. Once it's in the Federal Register, then there will probably be activity in the field with biologists and whatever, botanists, preparing the draft environmental impact statement. One of the questions that came up earlier, and I inquired of our attorney, is that could BLM can't stop that application? And BLM says, oh, no, no, it was, you know, the application was made in 2012, it's changed hands once, it's now a Swedish company, Eolus, and they say they can't, it's just like a freight train, they can't stop it. And according to my attorney, it's at their discretion. They could cancel that at any time. The good news is I won't be the Lone Ranger opposing this one, because all the green groups are very upset, including the Center for Biological Diversity, Wildlife Federation, Nature Conservancy, and so on. And to give you an idea of where that would be, and I hope to have some little maps reproduced by the next meeting, if you look and see Castle Mountains, it will be from there all the way up across Nipton Highway and very near Weathump. And I'd say 32,000 acres is a lot of land. So anyway, any questions on that?
Okay, thank you, Judy. Okay, planning and zoning. UC0424-17, Searchlight Mercantile Company et al. Amended use permits for the following. One, a mining operation, gold, silver, and other mineral mining and processing, and all accessory uses. Two, a gravel pit on 165.8 acres in RU, Rural Open Land Zone, previously notified as a temporary gravel pit on 183.3 acres in the Rural Open Land Zone, and H2, General Highway Frontage Zone. It was approved by the Planning Commission. Okay. General business, no. We have any general business?
I have.
Okay.
Brian Paulson, Certified Liaison. I got some news last week, and unfortunately I didn't make the agenda. We didn't, I didn't get any time to put it on the agenda. But normally I've been getting reports, updates concerning the banner issue with the NDOT. I'm happy to say I received an email Wednesday of last week. I think that was the day we posted. So basically NDOT Las Vegas is saying that they approved the application permit for these six banners. Come and pick it up. So I went to Las Vegas on Thursday, picked it up. I've shared with Kim the news before the meeting. So I'm in the process. I've notified our public works department. Now we kind of have a 1 year. We have a year to do this, but they could give time extensions too. But now the time has come to raise the money, collect the money for the banners. And that's what Kim and her team will be actively. So we need neighborhood support for that.
Okay, what kind of money are we talking about?
Well, I think there's a neighborhood services grant that's pending right now. And anything that's $500, if we get that money. If we don't get it, then I think the cost is going to be around between $500 and maybe $750. I don't know. It's less than $1,000
total. Okay, great. Any questions? Great, thank you. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Kim?
Kim Colton, 675, Lewis Highway 95. I just wanted to thank Dr. Paulson because it was a very, ended up being cumbersome process. It's taken over 4 months to get that permit approved. And also to thank him, he kept the grant open because that ended like June 30th. So he worked with them, and hopefully we'll still continue to get the grant for $500. And like Dr. Paulson said, we will be going around and getting donations after that, and have some welcome to Searchlight, historic Searchlight sign banners for that. So I'm very happy to move forward. And again, thank you very much. The only thing I want to say is that if there's a flood control meeting, if perhaps the board could put on the agenda next month to get an update on that, if you consider that, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because the roads are horrific. Mm-hmm. And there was massive flooding on that side of the highway, and also Hobson is still torn up really bad. So, thank you.
Great, thank you. Any other? Jean.
Judy Bendorf, Grandpa's Road in Henderson. I want to thank Tammy. I called about Grandpa's Road being nearly impassable, and luckily they didn't do anything until after the second big rainstorm, so they patched it, and we're going to live with that till the monsoon season's over, and then we'll probably request a little more grading. It was really bad, and we've got to figure out someone we can hire to do the road beyond where the county road ends, because Morgan States Road and Campground Road and all those are really bad. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Jane Overy, this is about roads too. One of the things, did they ever, somebody told me they didn't know if they had accepted the cemetery road, so they didn't know if they could do anything out on the cemetery road. Is there any way we can find out about that? Because they used to do it all the time.
Yeah, no.
And then now all of a sudden, and it's with these last two rains, it's gotten really bad. I've got to commend the county, because after the two storms, they were out here cleaning the roads with water and scraping it. And one thing that I've noticed, I've been living on that property for 30-some years on Montana, and our water runs down. It never drops in that trough they say they built for it. But anyway, it runs down the street. And in the past, whoever came out to run the grader would start at the top and push all the dirt that did run out in the road down. This time, after both storms, they pushed it up back to where it came from, which is helpful because we don't have to keep replacing dirt. Another thing that was very good with this project was this project the county was doing out here on this drain. They had all of that dirt they had to get rid of, and they were pushing it all over Searchlight and filling in a lot of the roads around and doing a great job with that. So I just say we were very lucky that both of those things were happening at the same time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. See, next meeting date will be September 13th, 2017.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you for coming. Thank you.